under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer. Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. People of different countries have different kinds of dishes. The kind of food people of a nation eat is actually part of the culture of that nation. And now, if you're going to travel to the wonderful land of Iran, I suggest you to try an amazing dish, the Iranian stew called abgusht. So get ready! I want to take you to a sensational restaurant in the heart of Tehran. Abgusht is an Iranian traditional dish. It is also called dizi, which refers to the traditional stone crock pot it is served in. In past Iranian nomads, which moved from one place to another and had no time to prepare stew, had to cook kebab. But as soon as they settled in a certain place, they prepared the big pot of abgusht. So this delicious dish is the result of a sedentary lifestyle. I am now in a dizi sara, which is a traditional restaurant that only serves dizi. Wow, how crowded it is here. It's as if all Iranians have decided to have dizi today. As this restaurant only serves abgusht, you won't need any menu. You just have to order the number of dizis for each person. Abgusht, as its name represents, is a delightful combination of lamb shank, potatoes, onion, tomatoes, beans and chickpea, spices and tail fat. Oh my God! What a great feast! Let me tell you what is served alongside this traditional Persian dish. Sliced raw onion, fresh table vegetables called sabzi khordan, pickles, a Persian salad called salat shirazi, and this great Persian bread, sangak. In past, Iranians served dried bread in abgusht instead of fresh baked bread. Yes, not fresh baked bread. Don't worry, I'll explain it later. Abgusht is served in two parts. First, the broth is separated from the rest of the mixture and is placed in another dish. Ouch! This earthenware pot is very hot. But yes, I did it. Well, in this step, we add the small pieces of sangak bread, or as I told you, the dried bread, to this delicious broth. This enjoyable mixture is called Tilit. Well, I had the Tilit. Now, it's time for the second part of Apgosht. We can eat the cooked lamb, the legumes, and the rest with bread, but it is mostly common to smash them with a tool called gushtkub and then eat the smashed mixture with bread. The smashed mixture is called gushtkubide. I prefer the second style. Actually, the traditional stone crocks apgosht is cooked in are designed in a way that you can smash the solids in them. Well, the gushtkubide is ready. In this restaurant, after apgosht, fresh tea alongside a small sweet called bomye is served. And here's my tea and bomye. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.